Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thursday is a national holiday. It is Thanksgiving. It's also
Landfill's birthday.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday to Landfill. I believe he's turning 30. Big year.
Nah, he's past 30.
I want to get to a couple calls. Devon is in Rockville. I know he'll text you mad at me if I don't go to him. Hello, Devon. How do you do?
Man, that was one time, man, and that was almost a year ago. I love you, JP. Hey, it's simple, man. I really don't have a distinctive blame pot number, but it's like we said, man, I felt it because we were letting them hang around. And a lot of it I do want to blame on the coaches, though, but then I get to do that. But what I blame on the coaches is he's been preaching that we haven't been able to practice. So you finally get the 10 days to practice, and everybody is like, oh, I know they can't wait to get to their bye. But this 10 days is kind of like a mini bye. And for you to come out and not put your foot on their neck versus a team that you should know front and back defensively versus their offense, and it's like, but then on the other end, I hear my big bro B. Mitch always talk about it. The players is one thing. I mean, the coaches is one thing, but when you out there on the field, you got to make plays. And it was plays that was left out there. Offensively, man, I really feel like the last three games, it's a copycat league, and I think they, starting with Pittsburgh, it was Blitz JD5, and it rushes the plays, it rushes him, and it's like we're not making no adjustment against that. You know what I'm saying? I even tweeted it early in the game, like, why do we keep kicking it to Tober? Like, he's known to return it. I hope this don't bite us in the butt, and sure enough, it happened. You know what I'm saying? But it was just a bad day because 9 times out of 10, that play wouldn't happen again. You know what I'm saying? It just was a snowball effect for us not coming out hair on fire with everybody in the stadium yesterday. We were supposed to come out and just put them out there misery like everybody's saying. Go up 20. They would have quit, and we didn't do a good job. And one of the callers said he blamed the fans. Like, yeah, we talked our trash, but we don't have no control over the game. And we talked our trash factually, because they saw it, and we was the better team, and we allowed them to come in our house and steal our food because we was playing with it. It's unexcusable of the loss, but hey, got to get back to the drawing board, like they say, man. And they just got to play with a little bit more urgency, man.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Devon. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hi, brother.
It's funny he brings up urgency because in the locker room on Thursday, urgency came up, and McLaurin had a great line. He's like, yeah, we feel the urgency. Every week is urgent. And if you think about the NFL, every Sunday is an event.
Yeah.
Every week is a huge deal. And I don't know that you can look at Terry yesterday and say it was an urgency issue.
He played urgent.
You know, sometimes guys, I never get in the effort game. I think that's a pretty dangerous place to get into when you see what football players look like after games. I don't think you can really go through it without the right effort. Now, maybe there are some things about execution and making mistakes and mentally being all the way there. But, B, one thing I do think needs discussion, and for a while it was easy to be dismissive of this because everything worked. One of the knocks on Cliff going into the season is that he doesn't move his receivers around. McLaurin has run the vast majority of his work on the left side of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
When he has been on the far right side or even in the slot, it's only 27 routes he's run out of. I mean, the amount of routes he's run is probably 400, I would imagine.
Yesterday was on the right side.
On those plays, we know numerically it doesn't happen that often.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does happen, it tends to succeed. On the 27 routes run from the right side or the slot, He's caught 7 of 8 targets for a 170 and 2 touchdowns. And I think the deep shot yesterday, he was on the right side. Yeah. Because that wasn't a crosser, right? Like, he was he lined up.
Upside line, boom, hit him, kept going.
That looked like a deep post or something almost, because he was coming in and then he broke it back out to get down the field. It's tough because you don't want to be too reactionary each week to stuff, but now you've got 3 weeks in a row. If Terry doesn't have the 86-yarder yesterday, he finishes yesterday with like 15 yards.
16.
Yeah. So there are some glitches in this thing.
Yeah, but they have to do just like if you see that he's successful when you do things like that, you got to implement it. Find a way. And I understand the coaches that say we run our offense, we hit the wide receiver. I understand that. When a guy has shown you consistently he's that dude, you find a way to go to him more often. You know what I mean? Because CeeDee Lamb is the receiver they have, and they're going to find a way to get him 10, 15 targets a game.
I think Jason Garrett, who I don't think was a very good head coach, but I think Jason Garrett has a good fundamental understanding of offense, said they've got to get McLaurin involved earlier because it creates, even if it's the illusion of some sort of deep shot availability.
Yeah. And what it does, especially when you get the top receiver involved, just like anybody else, the other team thinks just like the fans. If we're thinking he needs the ball, the other team think he starts getting it, and then they're going to start thinking we got to stop him. So they start deploying more than one guy over there, which leaves other people wide open then. And that makes it easier for those guys that are not number one or two receivers. It gives them a chance to get open. It works hand in hand.
Trucker Dan is on the line. What up, Trucker?
What up, Dan?
That was a bad one yesterday. You know, I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I like my team and I love my squad. I don't care. I talk a lot of trash, even if we lose it. But I was more so upset because this is a rivalry game. And goddamn, at the end, Austin Eckler gets smacked. Boom. And through the TV, you can hear the Cowboys fan chanting, "Let's go, Cowboys." Man, I was really mad when I saw that right there. Because the boy, I think he was conscious and all that. And you hear him chanting on that whole field. We're not even Dallas.
I don't think the chanting was related to Eckler being injured. I think it was because they had just won the game and there were a bunch of them there.
Yeah, I know. But I felt in that moment, I wasn't happy. Because I was like, man, look what they did. Like, if I was a player, I'd have just took that to heart. Next time I played the Cowboys, it would have been on. I don't know how to feel about Kingsbury. I don't know what the hell going on with that man. I don't know why, like you said earlier, I don't know why Ben Center is not taking these offensive snaps because he's actually good. We need definitely another wide receiver. Too many drops. And what's going on with Anthony Lynn in the running scheme? I don't know. Why they not running C-Rob? You know, I feel bad for them running back right now, man.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call. The run game situation, B, I don't want to speculate head injuries, but I do know this is Eckler's second concussion this season. I do know that yesterday they took him to the hospital after the game just to be cautious and make sure they were able to monitor him. You and I were in that tunnel when he walked off. Not a great scene, right?
No.
Robinson didn't get a second half carry with this ankle issue. Not what looked like really bad early in the game because he came back in after that, but afterwards there was an ankle issue. Listen to this. Through 7 weeks in the NFL, the Commanders were 7th in plays to go 10 or more yards. 7th. 22% of their plays were going 10 or more yards. In the last 5 games, they're 30th in the league.
Wow.
And I think when you see that kind of a swing, there's got to be a holistic approach to it because there's not any one thing. It's not like Cliff was good and now sucks. It's not like Jaden was good and is now bad. But I think all of these things are factors, dude. And there, one thing we have applauded this staff for, B, and I think we've seen it defensively for sure, Joe Witt has said it on the podium. Players, not plays. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get our guys into the best positions and let's be nimble and flexible. One thing I do not like when coaches do it is stick to their system because it's their system and our system will work. Now, if you truly, if your film study and your analytics tell you that this is an execution issue, the plays are there, we're just not getting it done, okay. But I don't know how long that can go.
Yeah.
I don't know that now is the time to pull the ripcord, but it's getting close.
Yeah.